Like Leanne's a top.
She's a top?
Yeah.
How so?
And she gets on top of me.
Okay.
Right, is that what a top is?
No. Top is the person penetrating.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely the top.
There you go.
I top her every time. I top her off.
100%. Cheers.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
And guess what? It's the two of us again. I know. What a treat. we're super excited because later this week, Bertrand and I are going to be in Las Vegas for the big game at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. If you are planning on being in Las Vegas Saturday of this week, you have a chance to come see us. We're super excited about
but
these shows.
Tell them the big news.
The big news.
The big news. This is the biggest news you'll ever hear on this podcast. This is the biggest thing I've ever done in my entire career. I am more excited for this than the birth of my second child. Sorry, Isla.
Bert and I have been working on something for a long time. When I say a long time, we're over a year and a half of like the seas being kind of laid out of this thing. And we went through a really intensive, very involved process.
Way more than I was comfortable with, to be quite honest with you.
It's a lot.
This has been going on for roughly probably 4 years where people
yes.
were approaching us and approaching us and approaching us. And Tom being Tom said, If chicks want to fuck you, you should know that you can fuck. Let's take this dick out to market.
That's a quote. And so we essentially were like, you know, you can sign up with people or you can do this yourself. You can do it on your own.
And invest your money.
Invest your money, invest your time, really commit. I mean, it's your baby. You know, I liken it in honestly, like it's like a version of saying, like, do you want to write it or do you want a ghostwriter?
And I've seen people have these types of babies before and have nannies take care of them.
Yeah.
But we want to raise this baby. This is our baby. If you're watching, this is your baby too.
This is your baby.
This is our baby. We named it for you.
Yeah, this is like you're the ones that got us here. And so Bertrand and I are launching our very own vodka.
Yes. Poor Osos.
Poor Osos it is.
For bears.
And what we have decided to do today is we're going to have a huge, what is it? Revelation, invitation, launch.
Yeah.
In Las Vegas.
Like, what better place? Las Vegas is our soft launch. We are doing a huge launch, and this for the fans.
Yeah.
Listen, we overshare. We tell you everything about our lives. And we feel like this is a family. I know that you guys come up to us all the time and say, I feel like I know you because you listen to the show.
Well, you do.
That's why we decided to do it at the big game, because we're doing the show there. So we decided, let's do a soft launch there just for the fans. We're going to have our vodka there for you to taste. We're going to have great fucking merch. I'm talking next level merch. Look over my left fucking shoulder. We're going to have great... Secret time. Tom wore our shirt when he did his half court shot.
I did.
At the Magic game, I saw it and I was like, "Oh, it's a dope shirt."
Yeah,
it's great merch.
It is great merch. I'm saying this. I know I should be, but I'm gonna just tell you, it is an amazing product. Like we have an incredible product. We got paired up with when you do something like this, the goal is you go, who's the best, like, who are the best people available to work with? So we did that. We sought out, we interviewed people, we went with people that we felt like could help us develop the best product available, the best design.
No slight to all the people that we talked to and we didn't choose to work with.
Yeah, yeah.
There were some great people.
And to be honest, you just weren't good enough. So we got...
yeah, fuck those guys.
We went with the A1 team. So we're talking
A1 on the next level. There's so much to get into on this.
There is.
So what we're going to do now is do a taste test.
We are, because we have... So... There's so much to cover.
There's a lot to cover.
And this actually,
by the way, right now would be a great time to get yourself a drink. Get yourself a drink.
Pour yourself a drink.
This is the last drink of that old vodka you'll ever have. Because when ours comes out, we're running trains on this shit.
We are, dude. We are.
We're running trains on this vodka.
I have to tell you, I actually really, I loved the process. Like, you've seen, like, everybody has seen products launch, and to actually be involved in one was a real, like, you actually begin with the design, like the actual label designs and the bottle designs. And that's a whole process. Like, you are brought dozens of, like, this is the way a bottle can look. Can we show them the bottle yet?
We can. We don't have to do it now. I think we'll wait for it. Because the bottle, I'm in love with this bottle. And there's little nuances that and we'll tell you what we wanted to do and what they wouldn't let us do, what the FDA would not allow.
Mm, yeah.
I still think a butt plug cap.
Okay. So it was really fun for that process, right? That's like the way it looks. And like, but this is what the label will be like. This will be designed. The name, that was a whole process. Like, what could the name be?
Well, we wanted to, because I was pretty adamant about vodka, but I love the word osos, and Tom's fluent in Spanish. And when he said it, it just sounded like it wanted to be in my mouth.
Osos.
You know how, like, Latino guys just have their way with you?
That's how you feel?
We want our vodka to have its way with you.
Yeah, and I think it's going to.
We want you to wake up with our vodka next to you in bed, and you go, whoa, what did you do to me last night, osos?
And here's the thing, man. The name can be great. The label can be great. The bottle design can be great. But at the end of the day, it's all about, is this great vodka? And I think we have hit a fucking home run.
Luckily, we have a guy that put in his 10,000 hours.
We did.
This tongue does two things. Eat pussy and drink vodka. I still eat pussy.
Prosecco is the name of the pussy you eat. It's also the name of the distiller that has won like R&D 100 award. Like, this is like top tier.
It's a super prestigious tech award given out. Yeah. Like Boeing had one.
Yeah.
HP had one. And what I want to say is I had started this process in my life probably 10 years ago. I got approached by a bunch of vodkas.
Mm-hmm.
Start a vodka, you know, the machine made sense. And I'm a big vodka drinker. And I opted out of it for two reasons. I opted out of it. Number one, I did not like any of the vodkas better. And I just kept tasting them, wanting one to turn me and being like, oh, that's it. Like, vodka needs to be like a slick DM that you don't realize you have, and then you catch it, and you're like, oh, shit, Travis Kelce DM'd me?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, oh, fuck. Because you don't want it to be like the first DM you see. You're like,
no, 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 no.
The taste needs to slide into you. And I'm super picky, because here's the deal. There's a bunch of brands you're not going to get me to switch on.
Yeah.
Just very candidly, you're probably not going to convince me what kind of car I want to pick to drive or watch or... sodas, I'm pretty fluid on sodas.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah,
You can go back, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm really into Shasta.
Yeah.
Shasta makes a great diet root beer, like better than any of the other ones.
Sexual Partners?
Sexual Partners, you can't switch me.
Yeah.
And this is going to get a little cloudy and whatnot, but like whiskeys, you're not going to convince me. It's hard to get me to, there's a couple.
I hear you on that.
Like, legendary brands.
Yeah, there's a couple of bourbons that you're just like, once you have them, you're like, this is it.
It reminds you of talking to your dad and having a conversation. You're like, yo, I'm going to get... And then there's some that are just so hard to get. You're like, Pappy Van Winkle? I had that with Nori. By the way, we got to send Nori a bottle.
We got to send him a case.
But like, But like you're it those. So when we were talking about any of this, I kind of knew vodka's where I wanted land in my heart. In out of all the things, and we got approached by every type of alcohol you could ever imagine. And I kept saying vodka, and at first we said whiskeys. We both love whiskey.
Yeah.
We said we thought tequila. I got to tell you, I think the tequila market is saturated with such huge stars that it's hard to make a splash. And then gin, I was like, who the fuck drinks gin? You do. You and Ryan Reynolds.
Sometimes I do. But vodka has also been like, it's always been there. It's been consistent. And I love having a vodka drink. And if it's really good vodka, I'll sip chilled vodka if it's really good.
And by the way, Ryan Reynolds, we're coming after you.
Yeah, so, we're coming after you.
Oh, by the way, I just want to give a heads up. Mark Wahlberg, The Rock, George Clooney. George Clooney and his buddy, they're going to look like Dumb and Dumber on those motorcycles when we're done with them.
Oh, yeah.
We are coming at. By the way, we don't play by the rules you play by.
No.
We're podcasters and comics. We can't get fired. Yeah. We're a gang. We're coming after you motherfuckers. All in good fun.
the fucking. No. It's so the thing about it is. They actually like you kind of because when we had this first conversation, I was like, yeah, but are we just going like, here's like, you guys made this vodka here, sip it.
This is
like
what every vodka distiller says. You can't really tell the taste.
Yeah.
And I said, I can. I drink vodka. That's my drink.
You definitely can tell when you are going to a taste test and you start sampling. And here's the thing that'll blow your mind is going to a blind taste test. You think because branding is so effective. You'll be blown away that you'll have a sip of one. You're like, what is this absolute dog shit? And then you learn it's one of the most famous brands. You just are conditioned to point at bottles and go like, yeah, I'll have that. Or you call out the name, you sip it, and then you're like, this is actually not good.
Yeah.
These guys have developed this proprietary process for distilling vodka that will change the way you taste vodka. I'm not kidding.
And it will change the way you live your life. And I say that as a guy whose brand is recovery. My brand is getting up and getting after it in the morning. I like to party, but I don't like to lose my next day. I want to fucking earn that day.
Yeah.
And so, when we were approached by them, I was hesitant at first. I was like, I told Tom, I was like, I'm done vodka tastings. It's going to be a shit show. And then they told us about this.
No, this is like premium stuff. This is like a non-GMO wheat, okay? Yeah. Like, so those other brands, a lot of the most popular brand, they use corn.
There's another guy named Bert that has a vodka, I think. I don't know his last name.
Well, when you taste the corn vodka, you're like, because we had them in our samples. We had rows of corn, and the one thing that stands out right away, wheat tastes better, and then you learn that wheat is more expensive, and wouldn't you know it, the more expensive one is the higher quality product. It does taste notably better.
And the distilling process they go through, they blast it with nitrogen, they blast it with...
It strips like all the shit content out of there, and it leaves you with this unreal... Okay, so here's what I want to do.
I want to tell you that I've only taste tested this when I wasn't drinking. What I did is I put it in my mouth, and I let it sit in my mouth, and then I spit it out. Because I wasn't drinking. So I got a real taste test. So I got like the real taste
test. You did.
But I have not been able to guzzle the way we're about to.
So what we're going to do here today, right here on the podcast, first, I want you to try, now that you're actively drinking.
Ooh.
This is what, remember we had that party for people?
Yeah.
We had a Oso's party. It was just like, I don't know, 80 people or something like that. This is what was served there. You might not even remember.
This is what was served there?
This is what you have in your hand right now.
Yeah, I remember that. I have notes, but cheers. I want to see if my notes are accurate for that.
This is from that party. All right? This is wheat. All of this is wheat. All right.
That's good.
It's good.
It's really good.
Okay.
It's really good.
You would enjoy that vodka?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not drinking the whole thing?
I'm just sampling it.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
Okay.
Okay. I guess I'm getting drunk today.
Go ahead. Get drunk.
Hey, that's why. That's right. I've earned it.
Yeah.
I've earned my fucking Monday. No. Oh. I'm fucking on it, Tommy.
Okay, but here's the one. I'll just tell you.
Put a zin in to fucking chase these. We're just drinking vodka on our tongues.
Yeah,
let's do it.
This one, I'll just tell you, is sample B. Okay, now you should be nice to be able to cleanse our palate.
Yeah, I need to cleanse my palate. Can you get me a Diet Coke or something?
Oh yeah, good call. Cheers. By the way, Diet Coke's going down too. I'm just kidding.
So, I'm gonna have to. Oh, I just realized I gotta break up with Tito.
Yeah,
I gotta break up with Tito's.
By the way, do it right now. You want to text her, call her?
I should reach out to them. I feel like it's going to be hard because they think that we're like, they think we're dating. And yeah. I've definitely been.
You've been sleeping with her for a while.
Sleeping with her for a very long time. And there was a period where I thought we were dating too.
Yeah.
But then I just started, I don't know, my eyes started wandering.
Mm, you got
I started drinking tequila. Shout out to Casamigos.
Can I swap with you? Thank you.
I started drinking tequila and then every now and then I'd go back, but. And it's like old pussy. You just go back and you're like, it's not bad.
No, it's not
bad.
But
it's like, and then now oh my God.
What? Say it.
I'm never going to say double Tito's and soda, big glass, no lime.
Ever again for the rest of your life.
Oh my God. That's like when you looked in your phone and you saw your dad's number and you're like, oh fuck.
Yeah. Can't call him.
I'll never say double Tito's, big glass, no lime. Double Tito's soda, big glass, no lime.
I'll never say hi, Dad.
I mean, I think yours is probably a little...
A little different.
But it's the same. Double Tito's soda. Pour us this soda, big glass. Oh, that ring. That rolls. Pour us this soda.
Double.
Oh, fuck. Double. Well, if they see me.
You know what you say?
Oh, here, my God.
No, this is the sentence.
What?
It's double Osos.
Double Osos and soda, big glass, no lime.
Look, when I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. And I actually, let's not say I'm not cutting edge technology guy. Now, selling t-shirts, hoodies, tumblers, bottle openers, it's so easy because we use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit $1 million in orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And that is so important. And sell more with less thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I'm telling you right now, the fact that they convert more buyers, shoppers into buyers is what's a go-to for us. That is what you want. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bears. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/bears now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/bears.
Looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58? DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. New customers can bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. I am getting down. I am going to put some real money on this game because I want to win. There's no feeling better than winning from a bet. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code BEARS. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58, with code BEARS. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 and over. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per new customer. Must opt in and make minimum $5 deposit within 7 days. 168 hours of registering new account. Max match $100 in casino credits, which require one-time playthrough within 7 days, 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/newplayeroffer2024.
Double O's of soda, big glass, no lime. Bro, Double O's of soda.
What kind of
big
shirt
glass,
is that?
No lime. This?
Yeah.
True classic.
You look jacked.
Thank you. That's the way they cut them.
But look at, put your arms down. You look jacked right there.
Fuck, you know why?
Why?
Because I'm healthy and I just drink vodka.
Vodka's good for you.
Vodka's really good for you. Look at fucking Vladimir Putin. Guy's killing it.
He's doing a great job.
Yeah. Guy's killing it.
Who's saying no to him?
You know, Winston Churchill.
You think
Churchill,
we can send him a case?
Do you think we can? Or do you think we will?
Because I'll send it. But I mean, you think he'll get it?
I'll deliver it. I'll hand deliver it.
You'll fly over there?
I'll fly to fucking Russia. And I will. You know, they wouldn't let me do that for the movie because I said insurance purposes. We do not have insurance. We do not have to worry about that.
We do have insurance.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we definitely have insurance.
This is a real company, everybody.
Yeah,
that Tom and I own.
Yeah,
this is a real company.
It's real.
We have a lot of employees.
Yeah.
This is like no joke.
Yeah.
We had meetings every fucking week.
But can I tell you something?
What?
Just the story, the video of you boarding a flight, checking a case of vodka, and flying to Moscow. And then they're like, what are you doing here? And you're like, I was dropping this off for Putin. And they're like, the fuck are you talking about? And watching you try to get it to him.
I bet he knows. I bet. Oh, I mean,
you have a strong Russian connection, dude.
It's practically family.
Do you think we could like maybe make some calls where they would arrange for.
Without a fucking doubt, bro. I'm one of them. I half speak their language as much as a dog does. I'll understand them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think. Ooh, we should make a gift list of who gets these. Because Rock did that to me. The Rock's solid. The Rock sold Terramana so fucking well.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there were other tequilas out, to be dead honest with you. When he would do a Terramana toast, and by the way, I did pretty good branding for Dwayne. No shit.
Like
when I was doing Terramana Tuesdays, because I would love drinking it after a workout, a glass of tequila.
Here's the thing. We're gonna make a list of who we're sending some to. But what's awesome is that there will be multiple opportunities for you if you want to try it. This week in Vegas, there's gonna be Osos everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
If you're coming to the show, you're gonna be presented with an opportunity for sure there. After this week, we're gonna have multiple events in different cities. For sure, we're going to do one here in Austin.
Yeah.
I think we should do one in LA for
sure. We
should
definitely do one in LA. We're going to do, can we announce the thing we're going to do? The live event.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing a live event, like a live podcast.
Two Bears Live.
Two Bears Live. The old school Two Bears Live.
Yeah.
The funnest, the time we saw Sweatpants Dick.
Yeah.
We should give him a bottle.
Yeah.
Owen Gray's getting a bottle.
Yeah.
All the porn stars get bottles. Fucking bottles for porn stars. I feel like Mike Tyson with turkeys.
If you do porn, prove it. Send me a video and I will send you some poor Osos.
But it's going to be fucking black. And by the way, oh, we should have it at 5K. No brainer.
May.
5K in May.
Oh, and by the way, the follow-up phone call. You can say it now.
Oh.
Remember after we introduced that idea.
Yep.
The one thing was like, Louis was like, definitely not.
I'm going to read it verbatim. So we get off the episode.
This is a while back, but if you remember, we called all these comedians and we told them about this 5K we were going to do. And then we called Louis. And just so you know, he was just like hard pass, soft commit, hard pass. The same thing. I'm definitely not doing that. And we were like, all right, well, it was great to talk to you. And we hung up.
And then he texted me. I wrote, you're the best. Thank you. And then he wrote, I will probably do that race. It would actually be a good thing for me to get ready for. So Louis C.K.'s in. Louis nice. C.K.'s in, everybody.
Okay.
Radio silent from Kevin Hart. Is this the next one?
Hold on. Oh, you're.
Do we?
We didn't hear from Kevin Hart. But Kevin Hart did not reply, but my neighbor Neil just texted me. So
oh good, the restaurateur,
different guy.
How many neighbors do you have?
I mean, there's a few. It's a neighborhood. It's not one. Yeah. So Shout out also to Drip, our partners in this.
Our partners at Drip are fucking absolutely awesome.
Okay. This one, this sample is sample B, also wheat. Give it a shot. Give it a sip.
Don't do it at the same time. I want them to see how smooth it is, that you don't gag. You can drink it on your tongue. And by the way, these are fucking, some vodkas taste like fucking sterilizing solution.
Oh, they absolutely. I'm going to let it sit too for a little bit. Okay. Yeah. I'll go first.
You're bubbling it.
Dude.
All right. Here we go.
Come on.
Dragon's breath.
Dude.
So that's the shit.
That's the shit. B is the shit.
That's the shit. The other one's good. It's a little spicy for me.
This is a better.
I feel a taste of like of pepper in the one we tried before, which I'm not in love with, because sometimes I think that pepper, especially I'm a soda guy, I feel like it gets confused for contaminants. Like when you, a vodka soda at its best is a morning drink, in my opinion, at an airport, when you're just trying to get on the plane, that's when I have them the most. And that first sip, you don't want the vodka to yell at you.
No, you don't want to punch in the throat.
Right. You just want it to scratch the back of your arm and go like, Hey, we're going in this room.
You look cute today.
You look really cute today.
So my neighbor who you referenced, because you do look cute. I like the shirt. My neighbor who you referenced is a restaurant. Oh, shit. Oh. My stomach just cramped. I got a cramp in my stomach. Oh, my God. Okay. All right. So I got to tell you this. This is true. Okay. So. Oh, abdominal cramp is terrible.
A shot of vodka.
Okay, so here's the thing. All right. But can I tell you this about this first?
I'm going 8 milligrams, new lipper.
Okay. Let me tell you this. You referenced my neighbor, the one that you know. He's a restaurateur. He owns a bunch of restaurants. I sent him this. He hits me up. He goes, I had my director of beverage come over and did a blind test with 5 premium vodka brands. And he goes, this was like his, for sure, his favorite. So it was the absolute best tasting one.
Go ahead, you finish.
Well, this is the first time we're going to try a blend. Of these two.
It's going to be hard to get not me not loving that.
I mean, same.
That's got hints of vanilla. It's got real warm vibes. You remember when you were a kid and your mom made you a milkshake and you were like, oh, it's good. And then your dad made you one and he put vanilla extract in it. And you're like, why is this one so much better?
Yeah.
And he goes, I put vanilla extract in. And you're like, and your mom's like, it's just extract. It's just extract, but it's better.
It's better.
That's the vodka that fucks with me. Like I love that. We did a blind taste test at Birdie Boy Productions where it's all women, 12 women. We all sat them at the table. We had all the vodkas out. I wasn't drinking it. I was just putting it in my mouth and spitting it out. They were all drinking it, and we put sheets. And everyone, we'd taste it, and everyone on a scale of 1 to 10 would vote for them. And number 2 was the one we got, but unanimously was the first one. I texted you, we got a winner, and you said, don't tell me,
I didn't want to know.
And we didn't talk about it literally up until a couple minutes ago, where he goes, well, I got A and B. And I went, well, which one did I like? He goes, you liked B or whatever.
Yeah.
And I go, which one? Tom, like you, I like B too.
Yeah.
We both loved fucking B.
And I didn't talk to anybody about their preferences. I just did it. And it, to me also, by the way, for my taste, my palate, this was clearly the better one. Let's try the blend.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplished something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app
or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's see how it is.
Let's give ourselves a second. We're going to fucking waste it.
Okay.
I just put a lip in. Oh, is this?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a blend?
This is a blend.
I got to take this fucking thing out. I want to taste it for real.
All right. Oh, my God. I almost shit my pants.
Oh, my God. We should have a Patreon where we explain some of our jokes. What's interesting about vodka is I haven't been partying a ton, but I've been allowing myself my nights.
Yeah.
We snuck a bottle of Porosos to Philly.
You did?
Yeah. I was like, I didn't want anything else. Like, I got to be dead honest with you. I'm not going to slam those big brands.
Yeah.
I'm only going to fuck with the people that we can reach to and talk to. Mark Wahlberg, The Rock, George Clooney. He's a good friend
of ours. Those aren't big brands?
No, but they're fucking people.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm not going to, I mean, I guess we should not go after the little guys and go after the big guys, right?
Yeah.
Like, fuck Grey Goose. Like, I just don't, it is such an upsell, in my opinion, that like, and when I have it, I don't, it does not knock my fucking socks off.
No.
It really doesn't.
It's what I was talking about. It's what people go, oh, I know that brand.
It's like,
so when the bartender or the, you know, server is like, well, which vodka do you get? You go, okay, I'll take that.
We need to get fucking bartenders in our pocket. That's the key. That's the fucking key, Tom.
You got to walk in there with it.
It's just like when they needed to move Coke from Venezuela to Miami.
Yeah.
It wasn't. They needed great pilots who were willing to take a fucking leap of faith and make a little extra cash. Kickbacks to bartenders.
Yeah.
That's what we got to do. Start paying bartenders out of pocket.
There you go.
Cashola, baby.
I'll do it.
Yeah. Let's fucking get in. Bartenders get in free for all our shows. That's what we should do. Okay. Meet and greet bartenders. You got to prove your bar.
How do you prove that?
I don't know.
Hey, somebody just goes, I'm a bartender. You're like, here you go.
All right. Prove it. And the guy goes, hey.
Yeah. And you're like, all right, you're a VIP.
What if he goes, next? You're like, oh, yeah, this guy's good.
Yeah, I don't want to see you.
We're going to get fucking wasted at the big game.
Yeah.
We're going to get fucking wasted. These are going to be all backstage. And let's talk about the celebrities we're going to get wasted, get them to say regrettable stuff and go viral.
Oh, man.
We need Pete Davidson there.
He'll do that. He'll set it up.
Pete Davidson goes viral anything he does.
That's true.
You know him good?
I know him. I wouldn't say I know him real well, but I know him
pretty good. But he's always got a new phone number.
He does switch phone numbers like he's fucking.
Like he doesn't care about anybody.
I literally, at one point, I had 6 numbers in my phone that were his.
I've got 2, and I don't think he gave me the right one because I was standing next to someone that he didn't like.
Really?
Yeah. And I was edited out.
Oh, the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he didn't give, I don't think he gave me the right one. I think he was like,
Because you're standing right next to him.
But Pete Davidson, we got to hook him up.
Yeah,
sure. We just got to flood our buddies and our friends. Everyone that's running the 5K gets a bottle.
Of course.
Fucking Louie.
No, the post-race party is going to be We're just going to, you know what we should do?
What?
Fill a pool with vodka.
That would be great and wasteful.
Yeah, let's do it.
And then we'll get James Robert Champlain to drink it after.
Robert Paul Champlain?
That guy. That guy. He'd be into something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Robert there, and he's swimming. It's going to be fucking lights out, dude.
We have, by the way, we have big events planned, very big events planned to celebrate the vodka, which we don't want to announce now. By the way, the 5K was definitely not on that list, but it does fit the fucking,
it's happening.
It fits it. Because this is a vodka that you can, and I'm being serious, the way they distill this, you can party your fucking dick off and get up the next morning for me, do radio, workout, do two shows, get in the bus, have another sip, right back to sleep. We need to come out with marijuana next.
Okay.
We've got a company.
Sure.
We need to take over Rap Snacks. We need Comic Snacks.
Comic Snacks is a good idea.
Yeah.
But the weed, some edibles, come on. I'm all about those edibles, dude.
Come on. Oh, so. All right, let's try the next one.
All right. This is
the blend.
Clear your mind.
I'm trying to clear my palate. I want to taste the blend. I want to appreciate the blend. I am pretty dead set on A. I don't know if I'm going to be able to fucking...
You're not set on A. You're set on B.
Or, well, you know, the one I like. Yeah.
This is the blend.
You go first.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you what I think.
Don't tell me what you think. It's like we're sharing a girl like Mason Cameron.
Go ahead.
I have notes. Number one, it's got a very subtle kick, very subtle spice to it. Not as much as the other one. The other one overwhelms me a tad bit.
The A does, yeah.
That kick, it kind of is like, it doesn't make a ton of sense, like but it does, like bacon on a Krispy Kreme donut, you know? Like it's because what I love about the first one is the smoothness.
The B is my
favorite, the smoothness.
B it is.
Yeah.
The right. Blend, my ranking goes B, the blend, then A.
Yeah.
B first place.
Yeah.
The blend, second place.
Oh, yeah. I go B, then blend, then A.
Yeah.
And I'm being serious, this is something I can fucking stand by. I don't think there's anyone that's a vodka drinker that wouldn't love that vodka.
Yeah.
It is so fucking smooth, and I'm telling you, the roundness of it.
It's silk, dude. It's silky smooth, and 100% got to give credit to these distillers for doing this, because it is unlike anything else we've ever. I've never had anything like that. I've never had a vodka like that before. It's like, it feels like, it's like when you have sushi, right? And you go, yeah, I like sushi. And then, like, for the first time, somebody takes you to a omakase experience where the chef is Japanese, and he actually goes to the fish market in the morning, and you have that first, you go, oh, I guess I haven't had sushi before.
Yeah.
Like, this is a whole different thing.
It's like public sushi versus,
yeah.
I said, if I'm from Florida, but public sushi versus the first time I was in New York and had sushi, and I was like, oh, this is like butter.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I remember I got so addicted to sushi, I would eat it non-fucking-stop.
I bet you did.
I would just stop.
I bet anything that you, like, take a liking to, everyone's like, hey, man, you might want to chill on that. Is that 45 pieces of sushi? By the way, you know how much I love these fucking nicotine pouches? Was this morning I worked out, and then on the way here, I couldn't find them in my car, and I texted, hey, somebody's got to go pick up nicotine pouches right now. And then when I parked and they were on the floor, I was like, oh, it's all good. I'm fine. Like, I'm fine.
I wake up thinking about them.
It's good for you.
We should get in the big tobacco game.
Nicotine.
Can you imagine how much those fat cats must have been RJ Reynolds when he was like, hey, man, I know the cigarettes taste good, but do you wake up thinking about them? Someone's like, yeah. It's like, yeah. What is that? He's like, I think they're addictive. And he's like, that could be good business.
That could be cool. Yeah. That could be good for us.
You know what we need to eat? We need to have? Brand ambassadors.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt. Brand ambassadors.
Yeah.
There's two dudes I follow. I told you about this the other day. I follow a lot of young dudes on Instagram that are like fun party guys, in shape, fun, get after it. They all love Zins.
Yeah.
And they're going to love our vodka.
Porosos.
God damn. We need to come about this a different way. We need to go after The Rock.
Go after him?
Yeah. Like in a in a wrestling promo kind of way.
Okay.
Like really get him to appreciate us.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, do you think we get Brad Pitt to fall off the wagon?
No.
God damn it. That would be great branding for us if we got Ben Affleck to fall off the wagon.
I think we should probably leave the people who have chosen sobriety alone.
Imagine if they're like, it's so good. It's so good.
Great story.
Like David Hasselhoff eating a cheeseburger. Drunk. Oh, we need to recreate those commercials.
That's funny.
We should do that.
Recreate you on the floor.
Eating a cheeseburger. It's going to pay for your fucking college. Shut your fucking stupid mouth. You're like your mother.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, we could really get into this.
We could have my kids in the promos. That'd be the first.
Yeah, we should really lean into underage drinking. So good at child kid drinking. Go ahead.
He's like,
it's round. I like it.
It's pretty smooth.
I like it. Pretty good. Hey, Dad, better than toilet water.
Dad, it's better. It's smooth.
Only go to sleep now, Dad.
Fuck. These guys are wild.
Dude, they
flooded our bathroom.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I haven't drank in over a week. And it just kicked in.
I got a buzz.
It feels so good.
It was leaking downstairs in my house.
I love alcohol.
2 inches of water in our bathroom.
I love alcohol.
That was cool.
It warms you. You know, weed is like a comfy blanket.
I kind of want more B.
More B? I do. I could do another B. I don't want to fuck up glasses. I wouldn't mind mine with a little ice.
Ooh.
Sip on it.
I've actually never done that with this. Here, hook me up.
I came upon this realization last night.
Yeah?
I got high. By the way, for all the bragging of sobriety I do, I have not been sober at all. I've been smoking weed almost every fucking day. Weed is awesome. Did you just pour it all in your glass?
It's only a little bit in there.
Dip into the fucking blend. The, fuck.
I'll try with you. You can.
Please.
You like? Yeah.
Go ahead. Jesus Christ. So, you're such a fucking dick.
I didn't mean to, man.
That's why I don't run trains on girls with you.
Why?
Because you're selfish.
Super selfish.
Like, are you fucking her in the ass? No. I didn't know we could fuck you in the ass.
And then you'd be like, "Hey, cream pie. I don't want to get in there.
Oh, it's my turn." Can you do some jumping jacks?
My bad, Bert.
If we were going to run a train on one of our wives, who would it be?
What?
If we're going to run a train on one of our wives, who would it be?
If we were going to run a train on one of our wives, who would it be?
Who do you think would be? Okay, first,
yeah.
We taste tested.
Okay.
Who would be the funnest? Who would probably allow it?
Neither one, dude.
Hold on.
Neither one. Who would shut it down harder? Probably Christina.
For real?
Yeah, dude. She would not be okay with that at all.
Oh, she won't even give me your address at times.
I don't think she would.
I go, I'm coming over. What's your address? She goes, no. You're going to put it online.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you do things like that.
I don't put people's address online.
You put yours.
I did do that.
Yeah.
I did do that. That was a fucking also, big tactical error.
Yeah.
That was fucking.
People showing up.
Oh, giving
out phone
numbers.
How about your phone number?
I gave out my phone number got leaked.
But wasn't it
Oh, you know what we should do?
What?
We should activate the trolls, the people that hate us. Get them to like it.
Oh, they're activated. What would you like to do? What would you like them to do?
We'll send them bottles of vodka.
Oh, that's actually a good idea.
We'll send them bottles of vodka and be like, just, you know, enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy with friends.
Enjoy. Make friends.
We need to get on Reddit. We need to get QAnon. We need to really lean into what we did with the Beehive and Swifties with our vodka. We send it to everyone that's fucking active online.
Think we can get Taylor a bottle?
Fuck yes. She is 100% going to be at our show. 100%.
Hell yeah.
Dude, we're meeting Taylor Swift next week.
This week.
Yeah, this week.
That's crazy.
We're meeting Taylor Swift.
Do you think she's going to make reference to that episode that you were like, hey, what if you're like meeting backstage and she's like,
who's no. Please edit that out. Did I already said it, didn't I?
Yeah.
It's out there.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck. What if she does it? What if she's like, grab my hand, let's run. I was like, I can't outrun him. She's like, neither can I. He's going to catch us. It's going to be bad.
He's going to bludgeon you to death. Yeah.
He trains to hurt people like you.
Yeah, yeah.
We gotta get Tay Tay to have a little
Tay Tay.
We'll call her. I'm loose. I love alcohol so much. It is so good for you.
It is good for you.
It's good for your brain.
I think so.
Like I can't imagine that any turn of the century doctor would ever not prescribe this.
Totally.
And be like, no, I think you just need a shot. You know, that's what they used to give the guys that came in off war, just give them one shot and be like, you're going to be good.
In 2001, it's what the old lady from Spain that I lived with during my semester abroad would tell me whenever I didn't feel well.
Really?
Throw my own whiskey. And I was like, what? She was just like, yeah, you don't feel well. Have some alcohol.
This is what Leanne's dad's doctor told him about his AFib. Shot of white lightning and a peppermint stick, you're going to be fine.
You'll be fine, yeah.
And he'll do a shot of white lightning and peppermint
sticks. And by the way, you always do feel better. It's not necessarily healing you, but like you do it and you're like, yeah, I am feeling a little better. You just did a shot. You do.
It does. Yeah. It really rights your boat right away.
Yeah, it does. It does.
I was thinking last night, I got high before dinner, and I thought weed is like a comfy, soft, like fur blanket. Mm-hmm. Like it feels good, but you're not really warm. Alcohol is like a heavy blanket that holds you down and goes, we're not going anywhere tonight. Yeah. Don't worry about the thunder and lightning. Mm-hmm. It's going to be just fine.
Yeah.
I love getting loose on it too. Like right now is my favorite moment.
This is a good moment.
You know, I'm a big horse rider, right? So when you ride a horse.
When did you first ride a horse?
I trained with horses.
You trained with horses?
I ran buffalo across Texas. That is the biggest bird statement you'll ever fucking hear. I ran them maybe a mile in Houston. but
cool, was this for a show?
Yeah, for a Travel Channel, Trip Flip. So we had
And you were good on horseback?
Not originally. Now, I got bucked off a horse in Costa Rica, and I had a real fucking freaked out thing around horses.
Yeah.
And then this guy, I forget his name, John something, lives in Texas. He has a ranch, and they let you go and train horses, or like learn how to ride horses. And so he taught us. And the main thing we had to learn at first was how you had to get your horse to trust you.
Yeah.
So you had to go out in the pasture and catch it. Like you had to go out and catch a horse. It's very easy. You just put a rope over their neck. That's me riding a horse. That's my horse.
Yeah. Look good.
Yeah, I mean, you never feel more manly than when you're on top of a horse. Yeah. But there's a thing about the horse reads your energy. So if you have fucked up energy and you take that to a horse, the horse reads it and then he doesn't trust you. The horse needs you to be confident, much like alcohol. If you go in to alcohol with fucked up energy, fucked up shit comes out.
Yeah.
But if you go in with alcohol, just like a horse, and it trusts you, then good shit happens that night. And so riding a horse, this is going to turn into a brilliant fucking quote. I bet this gets written in a fucking publication when I'm dead. So now there's three things on a horse you can do. Four, really. You can trot, you can gallop, and you can canter. Okay, they all kind of suck. But you got to learn how to do those before you can ever sprint with it. But sprinting with a horse is the most symbiotic, perfect feeling you've ever had. It's better than great sex, I would argue. And I'll tell you why. The canter, a little bit of this. Yeah. A gallop is trot is what you'd mostly do on a horse. But once you sprint with a horse, much like alcohol, when you decide to go fucking ham, it takes control. The horse takes control. It says, don't feel the saddle. Don't feel the stirrups. Barely hold on to these reins. I got you. And you can see his neck moving as it sprints and your body gets into rhythm, just like great sex, just like great sex. Your body gets into rhythm with the horse. The wind's at your face, smile ear to ear, your hair is blowing. It's the greatest feeling you can ever have. Anyone that's ever ridden a horse at a sprint knows exactly what I'm talking about. And that is why I'll never quit drinking. Because when you sprint with alcohol, when you really get after it and you have one of those nights, you don't wake up going, God, we cantered all night and just had a couple drinks and now I feel like shit. You go, we got after it. I want to sprint again.
Cheers.
Mm. This is the fucking blend. This is the fucking mix right here.
Yeah.
This is the fucking mix. This is nice just on ice. God, and I'm telling you, as a fucking vodka guy, that's good on ice.
It's good.
You can have that in a paper cup with ice. And you're not going to destroy the integrity of the paper cup. You're going to get to it way faster.
That's so good.
Oh, that's fucking nice. Let's talk about all our vodka vacation. Oh, we need to make mixed drinks.
Yeah, we do have to make mixed drinks.
Oh, we got to make mixed drinks. Oh, we need a Kool-Aid and vodka.
Kool-Aid and vodka. Screwdriver. Orange juice and vodka.
Cape Cod.
Soda water.
Soda water is a go-to.
What about like... What is that drink they make now? What is, isn't there like you pour like some type of cider or like a, you mix it with like a, is it a soda? No, not just soda water. There's something like flavored that, is it like a cranberry?
That's Cape Cod.
That's a Cape Cod?
Cape Cod's, and you can do it with your real cranberries where you boil down the cranberry and put down sugar and then put a little dash of lime on. It's so fucking good.
How about this now?
What? Oh. Whip it out.
Just pull it out and show everybody? Just
pull it out.
All right. There it is.
That's our bottle. You're going to need to put something dark so people can really appreciate.
There are the Osos.
The two bears.
The two bears.
One's growling, one's smiling. Pick which one we are. Show them the top. I love the top.
This is a cork, is a honeycomb.
Honeycomb top. Because bears love honey.
They do. Little red strip.
Should we walk
there?
Them why we picked this bottle?
Yeah, sure.
So we looked at a bunch of different bottles. And in my opinion, this bottle is perfect. It doesn't ask too much of you when you grab it, but it lets you ensure you got a full night ahead
of you. It does.
It's just the perfect
amount of heft, the perfect design, hand grips it like it comfortably.
Yeah.
It's and, not like, oh, how do I?
And it keeps you honest.
Yeah.
See that neck, there's no vodka inside that neck. So you know what you're drinking.
You know exactly. It's no misleading design.
I've been there a lot.
Yeah.
Where you're like, whoa, how buzzed are we? God damn.
It's a fucking cool bottle, dude.
I'm so excited to be a vodka owner.
Yeah.
I love this. I love this logo. I love this logo. You have one bear with his tongue out, one bear growling. I love everything about this. And by the way, painstakingly, we went through everything.
This
even
is not
this color right here with the two-headed bear right here. I don't know if you can see it, but you can see the two-headed bear standing. Everything about this
bottle design, bottle choice, design, and label design alone was honestly like a multiple months process where you get. Okay, how about this one? And then you give, it's like notes, right? You just go, not to this, no to this, no to this, yes, I like this. And then you get a new bottle. And all that is like a process to land on a bottle. And the same thing goes for the design, the way the glass, like the Osos name is in the glass, you know? It's like it's etched into the glass. Everything from the label, this whole thing is, like I said, a multiple months process just to land on a bottle, a label, the cork. Bert was insistent, actually. He really wanted this to be an actual butt plug, the cork.
Because people collect the tops of Blanton's.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, these will dump. Imagine all the promos we'll get of people shoving this up their ass.
Yeah.
By the way, we came real close to having two bears butt fucking on the bottle.
Well, here's the thing. This is why it's good to have me here. No, we didn't.
We came so fucking close.
The butt plug and the two bears fucking.
It was so hard to turn away from the two bears butt fucking.
Yeah, you were really pushing those.
Special edition bottles.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody in these design meetings was like, wait, is he serious? And Bert was like, no, I'm 100% serious.
Yeah, 100%. And all the marketing ideas, I've been 100% serious.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Dad, we definitely absolutely can't do that."
Yeah.
And I'm like, hold on, because no idea is a bad idea.
Right.
We can definitely launch the Two Bears Butt Fucking over Gay Pride Month.
What is that, June?
Did you know not all gay guys get fucked in the ass?
I learned this at some point, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is crazy.
It's not kind of selfish. It's like, doesn't even make them gay, really.
Some of them just fuck you in the ass. That's it.
I could do that.
Yeah.
If I had known that was part of the equation, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm gay also.
Yeah.
I get to fuck dudes in the ass? Sure.
Sure.
You're telling me I can go in and go, oh, I'd rather not be fucked in the ass. And there's one guy going, oh, I'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a top.
Yeah. I did not know. I thought top and bottom meant just in the moment.
Yeah.
Like Leanne's a top. Mostly, but I've been a top a couple times.
She's a top?
Yeah.
How so?
And she gets on top of me.
Okay.
Right. Is that what a top is?
No. Top is the person penetrating.
Oh, I'm just a top.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Clean up that verbiage.
Sure.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely I'm the fucking top. I top her every time. I top her off.
Yeah. Sure, man.
We get these to porn directors and just have them in the background. Just little Easter eggs.
Yeah. Everybody in the adult industry is getting one of these.
Everyone in the adult industry.
Hit us up.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. If you want to be an ambassador, if you would like to be a part of our ambassador program, just let us know.
Yeah.
DMs
are open.
You know how I've always operated. If I like a brand, I always mention the brand.
Yeah.
And that's how it works. If you like our brand, mention our brand. We'll see those. We'll hit you up and we'll be liberal with it.
Yeah.
Like this is a financial venture. We both went into this with the promises of being billionaires. And we plan on that. And wait till you see how reckless we are with money then. But more importantly, this is our money and we are going to be fun with it.
Yeah.
And we are going to make sure that it gets into the right hands of the right people. And so if you're one of those right people, just post a bunch about us online and let us see that you're there. And don't say stuff like, hey, you fat fuck. I'm going to work out with you, you fat fucking piece of shit. Day 279 of trying to get this fat fucking piece of shit racist
to work out with me. Yeah. No, it's not the right approach.
We're going to Russia.
We're going to Russia. Find us, dude. I'm saying, if you're in Vegas, come to the show. Come find us this week. Come hang out.
The wheels
and
off.
Look for the live events we're going to do. We're going to do them here. In Austin. We're going to do them in LA.
Then we made the right choice.
I know. It is B all the way.
I'm being dead serious. And I would argue that when you have your first glass of this, you need to have it on the rocks. You need to have it just straight on the rocks. It's that enjoyable. It's as enjoyable. And this is a big statement for vodkas. It's Chelsea Handler needs one. We should FaceTime her.
Yeah.
It's as enjoyable as like when you get a neat whiskey. It's that enjoyable, which is... Dude, when it comes to vodka, there's only two I can think of that I would ever, ever ask that of. Like, it's just a tall order for vodka. You're not doing that with Absolut.
What, neat?
Yeah.
You're definitely not doing that with that shit.
I did that in Russia. There's like 24 traditional toasts that they do, and you just drink vodka the whole time. God. I got fucking blackout.
We
got
to get some Ruskies involved here, stateside.
We need the mafia.
Okay, but we can also get like... Just some like notable Russian Americans.
Alexander Ovechkin.
There you go.
Oh, type in famous Russians.
How about famous Russians in America?
How about famous Russian porn stars?
Oh, all right.
How about, let's see what famous Russians we got. No. Get off porn stars. They're all there. Okay. I have one that I just followed the other day.
Yeah. Pretty good.
I saw her Instagram. And I was like, there's no way this chick doesn't fuck, right?
Yeah.
So I go to her thing, and it's like, she's got an OnlyFans. I was like, pass. And so I went to Pornhub, typed her name in. Oh, first thing I see is her getting fisted in the asshole.
Fisted?
And she goes hard. She's an ambassador. We're definitely getting her an ambassador.
All right, we're going to have to think about this branding a little bit, but...
Donna Kelsey would like to FaceTime Bert right now.
Really?
Oh, fuck, I better put my glasses on.
She wants to talk... Because you said the moms go at it.
I said the moms could...
Our moms versus her mom.
Fuck. She probably, what if she sizes up? How tall is your mom?
Yeah. By the way, she would wreck our moms.
Yeah. You kidding me? my mom drinks white wine until she passes out, and then you call her and she thinks she's in the middle of a dream, and you talk to her 15 minutes.
She wants to FaceTime?
Yeah. Yeah, I think Peter's talking to her, and she should be calling any minute now.
Peter talking to her? I'm going to take my Zen out.
I'll put one in.
Oh, fuck. I'll put a new one in. No, I'm going to keep it out. It's 222. Good things happen at 222.
Okay.
I'm going to have a sip of vodka before this starts. Oh, we need to get the Kelsey mom wasted on vodka.
Ask her. Let make it.
You think she's pissed?
First question. Be like, do you like vodka?
Okay, real quick. Do a list of things I'm not supposed to say to Travis and Jason Kelsey's mom.
Real quick?
Yeah. Before she calls.
I mean, just, you know how to talk to a fucking.
She's a pro athlete mom.
Hi, Mrs. Kelsey.
Hey, Mrs. Kelsey. Or Travis and Jason.
What do you think Tom and I could beat them in?
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
Good call. Find out the weak spots. Yeah. Oh, we're going to use this as intel.
Yeah.
To find out what we can destroy them in.
Yeah.
What can Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good call.
Is Taylor as sweet as she seems?
What's Taylor like? Did she sing to you? That's bad. That's
not good. Don't do that.
Hey.
Tell us something. Oh, I know. I got a good one. What? Tell us something about Jason and Travis that nobody knows. And what were they like as kids?
Yeah. What were they like as kids? Did you know that Travis? I know them. You're writing them down. I fucking know them. I'm talking.
Yeah, that's fine. Leave them up. Leave them up.
Good call. I need another sip of vodka.
Where's your phone?
It's right here. I'm waiting for incoming.
Where's the call?
Should be any minute now.
I don't think I've been this nervous to talk to anyone, even FaceTiming Chappelle.
That was so nerve-wracking.
I'm fucking sweating right now.
You want to go back to Famous Russians in the meantime?
My heart's racing. Yeah, go back to Famous Russians. Okay. Ayn Rand? No, Ayn Rand. She's dead. Irving Berlin's dead. Hey, can you put in not dead famous? David Copperfield's Russian? He's going to be in Vegas. David Copperfield's Russian?
Okay, let's see. That guy's definitely dead. Dead.
Edward Furlong?
Okay, here we go.
He parties.
Ooh.
Who's the guy without a tooth? We want him.
Oh, your first call was good.
Ovechkin. Alexander Ovechkin.
Yeah.
Okay. His nickname's The Machine, I think.
Okay, we can definitely make that happen.
Yep.
All right.
Next.
Maria Sharapova.
Fuck. No brainer. No brainer. She was raised on vodka.
Is she with someone famous? Is she married to someone famous?
She's married to the guy that started the thing. She's like married to a billionaire.
She is?
Yeah.
She's 6'2"?
What the fuck?
Fuck, really?
She's only 36. Dude, you know how hot 36 is?
Alexander Gilkes.
He's like an oligarch.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's a handsome guy.
He's really good looking.
Oh, who's the one that's with Enrique Iglesias? The other tennis player.
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about. What's his lady's name? Anna Kournikova.
Isn't she? Kournikova's Russian. Sounds Russian.
She's Russian.
Oh, she's married to Enrique Iglesias?
Yeah.
Dude, we need to have all these chicks.
Okay, hold on. Go back to the other list. Yeah. Okay, so she's in. Oh, yeah. Okay. Irina, how do you say it? Shayk? Yeah. Here in Bradley Cooper had a kid. Oh, Mikhail Baryshnikov.
Oh, we got a dancing guy. We dance? All right. We got Baryshnikov.
Dude, this is
a no-brainer.
This is a murderer's row of Russians.
Okay, wait. Hold on. Pivot. Yeah. So Mexican beer brands do not sponsor Mexican comics because they already drink that shit.
Okay.
They only do white comics. That's their internal branding. Secret
really?
Time. Yeah.
Wait. I want to see the rest of this list, though.
Okay.
Hold on. Yeah.
Kournikova. Yeah, done.
That guy's not. He's done drinking. Go to the next one.
Evgeny Malkin. It looks like he won a bunch of hockey
played for
things.
The Penguins for 15 years. Okay. So he's a stud. Yeah. We sent it to him for sure. Missing teeth. That's who you want. Oh, is he number one? Oh, okay.
He's number seven.
Oh, it was the other way.
Alexander Ovechkin's our big white whale.
Okay. All right.
We just need one promo out with him going, hello.
Hello.
I'm Alexander Ovechkin. You might know me from such hockey games as when we played the Whalers.
You know, you give me 1 million and I drink your vodka.
You know what they did to him? You know what the mob did to him?
What?
They were like, hey, man, congrats on getting into the NHL. It's going to be like $2 million to make sure your family's safe.
Really?
I think so. And then...
Donna should have... Whatever she says, you FaceTime her back right away.
Donna Kelsey, I'm ready to rumble at any time. Please contact my people.
Just FaceTime her right away.
This is all amazing. Right, this is the most aggressive this FaceTime awesome. I've ever done.
Yeah, but it's awesome.
This is the most FaceTime I've ever
done. You're going to be really disappointed. I am not Donna. I work with Jason. I DM'd you. I'm texting with Victoria. Donna couldn't go on FaceTime because she is not, her face isn't on. So I said, let's text Bert. You dictate it and I'll type it.
Where, are
so,
you with her right now?
I'm not. No.
Okay. So tell her she is, my mom has not scared me as bad as she scared me. Okay. I'm shaking right now and I'm drinking vodka.
I'm sorry to disappoint you that I'm not Donna, but I work with Donna and we were just trying to make it funny for the podcast.
Oh, okay.
It was awesome. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Hey, tell her I got my mom on an elliptical for 15 minutes a day.
Okay, bring it.
Awesome.
Bring it.
Thank sorry you. About that. That's okay. Bye.
Okay. All right. Well, God, she's got a mediator. You almost had Mama Kelsey shit in your pants.
I'm shitting my fucking pants.
Yeah. Okay.
So what if we, what's a nationality that's underrepresented that if we give this vodka to, they will then bring it to their people? Like, so if we, say if we just
start, what if we do pivot from what you just said?
What?
What if we give it to the Mexicanos, man?
I love it.
They have a huge population here. They're fucking... They're the like the greatest, hardworking, humble people. They love a good time. They love good food. They love celebrations.
And they love saying things with an accent.
And they have and they fucking porosos. Come on, what are we doing?
Yeah, this is right in front of our
face. What if they're like, I don't really fuck with vodka, but then they try this and they're like, oh shit, I guess I'm a vodka drinker.
Porosos para mí?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to do a Spanish commercial.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, definitely do a Spanish commercial. And then you just put up in prompter and I'll just read it. I won't even know what it says.
Yeah, we should do like a full production commercial though.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
And dude, we go into those little bodegas, those little like those good bars that are just a box in like East LA, going with a bunch of, hey!
Yeah, they have some like MS-13 guys drink it. Like, she's good, you can live.
That's our ambassador program.
18th Street Gang, sorry, that's more Mexican.
So let's talk about when we sell this vodka and make billions.
Okay.
How much, see how much you can sell a vodka company for. See how much like, see what Randy Gerber and George Clooney sold their tequila for. By the way, shout out. I can't really shit on that tequila. It's such a good tequila. 1 billion? In 2017. That was like not a billion then.
Wait, what would you do if you had $1 billion?
Well, you got to pay tribute to the vodka.
Okay.
So I'd be spending a lot of my time with that. I would be drinking. I'm getting a yacht. I've already thought this through a little bit.
Yacht.
I'm getting a yacht. I'm going to probably spend the majority of my time in like the south of France.
Oh, nice.
And down through Italy.
Italy.
I'm going to be obnoxious.
Really?
Like really aggressive. Like if you think I'm bad now, where do you see me then? I'm going to be fat again.
Very fat.
Oh, very fat.
Oh, yeah. You throw in the towel at that point.
100%. There's no way. There's no way you. Okay. What we should do, if we make, like, if we're legit, if we make $1 billion, how much is that?
It's a lot.
It's like how many millions?
It's one more than, it's 1,000 millions.
I thought it was 100 millions.
No, that'd be 100 million.
So billions, thousands of billions?
It's 1,000 of a million.
It's 1,000 millions.
Yeah.
So we have 1,000 millions. Wow. Well, how much do you need? You only really need...
You don't need that much.
You need... Like, let's go... Okay. So how about this? We'll cap our take at, like, Rogan, like, 350. He gets... What does he have? Like, $350 million?
I have no idea what he has.
Well, yeah. Like, he probably has, like, $350 million.
Okay.
So we'll cap our take.
One thing I'll say this. Do not believe, I know this firsthand from multiple people, don't believe those celebrity net worth articles. They are never remotely
real.
Those are just guesses.
Oh.
Those people don't know what people have.
Oh, I DM'd them.
You DM'd them?
Well, he said, how much you make? And I was told him. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So, but we got to give back.
Yeah.
We got to invest. I got to be honest with you. We got to invest in liver research.
Not only that, you could buy a whole bunch of houses for Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, I'll buy South Tampa.
There you go.
With $1 billion?
Yeah.
You could I could buy theoretically. So it's $1,000 million.
Okay.
I'll get $500 million. I'd probably get less than that, right?
Yeah, probably.
So let's say I get $300 million. Well, that's what I need to live on. So I can't really give anything to anyone.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yachts aren't cheap. Google how much a yacht is.
Well, there's a pretty wide range in prices.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
That's crazy that I already went through my billion.
Yeah. This weekend in Las Vegas, Bert and I have.
It's so fucking good. And I'm not, I swear to God, on my children, I would never steer down the wrong path with alcohol. I'll lie to you a lot, but not about alcohol.
This
I lie about alcohol too, about whether or not I drink it.
The Porosos is legit, and we will be Saturday, February 10th at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas doing stand-up and launching Porosos Vodka. Please come out. Please find us. Please have a drink with us. Join the party. Join the excessive celebration, and then afterwards, I promise you, we will have events. You will see us pop up in multiple places, for sure in Austin, for sure in Los Angeles, many more to come. That's it for today. I am plastered.
I am buzzed.
Let's wrap this up. Love you.
Tom, I love you way more.
Congrats. And thank you guys very much for all your support. You're the reason that this happens, so we appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.